Hello and welcome to this episode of the AF Mentors podcast. I'm going to tell you a little bit today about my goals for this year. So I'm sorry in advance if it's a touch more self-indulgent than most of the AFM podcasts, but the reason I want to share it is because I think it will resonate and I think it'll be useful for others. So here we go. My goal this year is to work less and make more and have a bigger impact. And I've started pretty well, I think. So on a figures level, January was pretty good. I'm 24.5% up on last year's January figures. And the difference this year is I also went to South Africa for most of that time. I also have a girlfriend that I keep relatively happy most of the time, I think. I spend more time with my friends, less time working, more time exploring and having interesting conversations and flying around the world and being between here in London and doing other things, right? Without being too cheesy as well, that South Africa trip genuinely was life-changing on so many levels. And it's really lit a fire up my ass to build business, but in a way that is actually going to help growth. I'm going to kind of come on to that. I really want to live this year intentionally and keep this kind of like momentum of January up throughout the year. So the biggest realization that I am slowly coming to and kind of have to keep reminding myself of is that at this point, I am the bottleneck to my business growth. Like that was a big kind of clicking point for me. And any coach or business owner that wants to grow will have to come to this conclusion at some point, right? You kind of start your business as a bit of a solo entrepreneur, whatever, right? Like it's all about you. It's just you coaching people. But there's a finite amount of people that you can coach. You aren't the only one who can coach or who can coach your methods or who can help your potential clients. If you pick the right coaches, other coaches are often better than you. And that's something, again, you have to get out of your own way and accept. I know the clients get better results with my coaches than they would if I were to coach them because my role has changed. I am now a facilitator as opposed to the one doing the direct coaching. And if you want to grow, that is a necessary step in your business. You will only ever be able to help so many people directly. And given that my biggest business value is impact, I want to impact as many people as possible. And I wrote down my mission for this year for my coaching businesses. And after quite a lot of thought and whittling it down and changing it and thinking again, like fundamentally, I want to help as many people as possible break the yo-yo dieting cycle. That's my mission this year. That's my goal. That's what I've communicated to my coaches. That's what we stand for. And I'm certainly not going to be able to do that alone. And if I try to, I'll only hold myself back, burn myself out, and resent it. The only way that I will achieve that is by accepting that it cannot just be me, by focusing on building a team, by getting out of their way and letting them do their job, by facilitating excellent coaching and leading by example, and by taking more time off to work on the business and on myself and to learn and to improve and to innovate and to stay ahead and to market better, because there's no point having this excellent product and these excellent coaches if nobody knows about it, right? Marketing's so important. I know it would be great if you could just be a great coach, but you can't. Like, you can't be a great coach and then just not tell anyone about it. You're only ever going to help your immediate circle. If you really want to have an impact, marketing's part of that. And this year is going to be big. And I'm not going to get in my own way. And if you're kind of sitting at a point where you know you need to scale, but you're holding yourself back, or you're still doing too many check-ins, or Emma, if you're listening, if you're still doing too many check-ins, if you've got 50 plus of your own clients, and then you're trying to take on coaches. And by the way, taking on coaches takes work as well. You now need to be someone who's nurturing other people, who's supporting other people, who can see other people's potential and bring it out on them, who can pick people that are going to add to a team, who can build a team around what you've already built on your own. That's a new skill, right? And actually, a lot of people, by the time they've got to a certain point, maybe that's 20, 30, 40 clients, you now need to spend more time working on your business and not in your business. That's how you're going to grow. And so many people get stuck there because they get so busy in their business, which seems like a good thing. You know, like at the start, you're like, right, all I really want is to get busy with clients. Okay, cool. Then you get so busy with clients that you don't have time to bet yourself. You don't have time to invest in education. You don't have time to market. You don't have time to work on the business. That's where people get stuck. That's where people can't scale. And you are getting in your own way. And I say that because I am too, right? Like, I do this all the time. I'm like, oh, I'll just do it. No, 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 that's not the point. Like, you need to move on to be doing things that are different. Your role is different. What got you here will not get you there. This is how you grow. And if you're someone with big goals and you're excited about them and you want my help to achieve them, head over to afmentors.com, book in a call, and let's see if you're a good fit.